Everybody, I'm about to show you Caroline Levitt doing a almost master class in dancing around the factual reality of what's going on in the administration and only clinging on to this alternate reality that Trump himself has created. It's almost impressive. There's like two alternate realities going on right now. The factual reality that you and I lie in and we play in every single day. We use facts to build up our worldview. And then there's this entirely separate reality that Caroline Levitt and Marco Rubio and a lot of these people deep down know is wrong, but they have to play by due to Donald Trump's Truth Social post. Whatever he said that day is the narrative. And today, last night rather, he said, Iran is collapsing financially. They want the Strait of Hormuz opened immediately, starving for cash. Well, only a few hours after Donald Trump posted this, Iran seized multiple vessels off the coast in the Strait of Hormuz and brought it back to Iran. So they clearly still have control over the Strait. They clearly still have regional leverage. And the United States is struggling to come up with an answer as to why Iran has control. I'll show you Caroline in one moment, but then Donald Trump tweeted out, raging about Virginia last night. Remember, Democrats took a massive, massive victory in Virginia after we won the redistricting vote we put up to neutralize the Republican redistricting. Some Republicans said to me, Adam, you think that redistricting is only okay when your side does it? And that's just such a faulty analogy. It's like if I got punched in the face repeatedly, and then when I finally punch someone back, the person says, oh, how come you're allowed to punch me? Dude, the Republicans have been the ones starting this war the entire time. We just finished it. Now Donald Trump is calling it rigged. He said just a few minutes ago, quote, a rigged election took place last night in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. All day long, Republicans were winning. The spirit was unbelievable until the very end when, of course, there was a massive mail-in ballot drop. Where have I heard that before? Bro, he's just making shit up. He's just coping with his loss by making stuff up. Let's transition over to Caroline Levitt, who is not operating in the same reality as you and I, but is deciding to latch on to the alternative facts that Donald Trump has presented. I call them lies. I call them absolute distortions of reality that are harmful to our democracy. Let's check this out. As always, make sure to drop a like on the video if you want to help boost the message of the Adam Mockler feed, and make sure you subscribe. I'm going to be traveling with my team a little bit this week. We're working on some networking and some projects, so if you want to support the channel, make sure you watch until the end and subscribe. Let's check this out.
I want to ask you about these ships that Iran seized. We're continuing to get reporting on this. Does the seizure of two ships, as we said, they were Greek and Mediterranean owned ships with cargo on them, and the reports are that Iran basically seized them and then moved them into Iranian waters. We don't know what's going to happen to these crews. We're not sure where all of this is going. Does the president view that as a violation of the ceasefire?
No, because these were not U.S. ships. These were not Israeli ships. These were two international vessels. And for the American media, who is sort of blowing this out of proportion to discredit the president's facts that he has completely obliterated Iran's conventional navy, these two ships were taken by speedy gunboats. Iran has gone from having the most lethal navy in the Middle East to now acting like a bunch of pirates.
Okay, pause. We also were acting like pirates for a while when we were grabbing tankers off the coast of Venezuela, when we closed down the Strait of Hormuz ourselves and threatened to board ships. I like how Caroline Levitt very specifically used the words, we have destroyed their conventional navy. It's almost like she's been watching some of my debates because I keep pointing out that they have two separate navies. Their conventional navy, which yes, it has been destroyed. She's right. But she's leaving out that the IRGC Navy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy, has suicide boats, mines, vessels, all of these things to drones, all of these things to close down the strait with asymmetric warfare. Caroline is just lying. She's coping. There is no way to say the United States has decisively won this war when the United States is struggling to open the straits. We're not even back to the status quo yet. We can't even get Iran to the table. And the reason why this is so humiliating that Caroline Levitt is leaving out here is because just yesterday, Donald Trump extended the ceasefire by 3 days and said that Iran better cease firing. Iran better stop. The region better calm down. Iran didn't stop. Ships are still being grabbed and seized. And Caroline saying that we've still won. It's honestly humiliating. This is humiliating for the United States.
They don't have control over the strait. This is piracy
that
we are seeing on display.
They do have control over the strait.
And the naval blockade that the United States has imposed continues to be incredibly effective. And to be clear, the blockade is on ships going to and from Iranian ports. And the point of this is the economic leverage that we maintain over Iran now. While there's a ceasefire with respect to the military and kinetic strikes, Economic fury continues, and the crux of that is this naval blockade. We are choking.
Caroline Levitt's not that much older than me, but I can still see like the young Caroline Levitt, like the little girl Caroline Levitt, who is just trying to project confidence despite knowing that this war is going incredibly poorly for them. In this next clip, Caroline Levitt tries to downplay it even further. I guess another question is, if they're just reduced to pirates and have nothing left, why couldn't we stop them from shooting and seizing vessels? Like, it's like Schrodinger's Iran. In one breath, they're still grabbing a bunch of vessels because they're strong. We need to destroy them. In the next breath, they're already obliterated. It's
President's very clear proposal.
So if Iran continues to use these small fast boats, which we know they still have, and obviously we've seen their ships that were sunk to the bottom of the ocean, and so they're regular Navy is decimated. So can there be a possibility that the president would authorize the U.S. Navy to take out these little fast boats the way that he has off the coast of Venezuela?
Well, the U.S. Navy certainly could. We've shown that we have that potential with the drug boat strikes that the president has authorized in the Caribbean Sea off the coast of Venezuela, as you pointed out, Martha. He has many options at his disposal as commander-in-chief. But again, these are two boats in grave comparison to the more than 160 naval vessels that the United States has sunk.
This is absolutely humiliating for the United States. The bottom line is, we said there was a deadline last night, basically today, this morning, there was a deadline at midnight. The deadline passed and Trump said, we're going to extend it 3 days because we think Iran is in good faith, not going to fire. They fired and Trump said, we're not going to really do anything, you know, to continue. Caroline Levitt then pivots over to a, you know, gaggle of reporters on the White House front lawn and begins to ask questions or take questions from them.
On the issue of Virginia redistricting, because he weighed in this afternoon, about why didn't he campaign more actively against this referendum? Why not spend time on Truth Social encouraging people to vote no before the vote, then raise concerns after?
Really good question. If you couldn't hear, he said, why is the president melting down on Truth Social about a rigged election after it happened when he didn't even really post about the election? He didn't post once about the election before it happened. How come he's just melting down after the fact?
That's a question that's political by nature. As you know, I'm not part of the president's political team anymore. I do sit here at the White House as a government employee. Look, the president has a lot on his plate, a lot on his schedule. He did host a telephone call prior to the election the night before, but he's made his position on the result of this election clear to all of us.
I'm very confused. Did I miss something? Did Caroline Levitt get demoted or lose a position recently? She says, as you all know, I'm no longer a part of his political team anymore. I actually am not quite sure what she's referring to there because she's his press secretary. I'm sure she's, you know, with him when he's getting giving briefings on what to say.
That's a question that's political by nature. As you know, I'm not part of the president's political team anymore. I do sit here at the White House as a government employee.
What? You're not a part of his political team anymore. I just did some searches for this. It says, based on searches from April of 2026, Caroline Levitt is not only a part of the president's political team, she's actively serving as the White House press secretary, meaning she has to be on his team. Don't know what kind of verbiage she's using here, but maybe there's a demotion she needs to tell us about to continue. A reporter then asks the key question. This war has already gone longer than he said it would. He gave 4 to 6 weeks as a timeline. We're on week 7. Not to be pedantic here, not to be the guy that's like, hey, you said 6 weeks and we're on 7 weeks, but that's pretty damn important. It's pretty damn important when we're blowing through the timelines with another endless Middle Eastern war when Trump promised the exact opposite.
Mary Bruce. The president is not setting a deadline with this ceasefire. ceasefire right now, but this war has already gone on longer than he said it would initially. How long should Americans be prepared for this war to go on?
Well, look, I think President Trump ultimately will dictate the timeline, and he will do so when he feels is in the best interest of the United States and the American people.
Dude, so Trump is unilaterally going to decide the timeline of this war, but his decisions don't actually matter because when he says 4 to 6 weeks, we can't take him at his word. She knows. Look at her face right there. She knows this sly smile that she's lying about a mission creep, never-ending deadline that is going to be perpetually extending. The United States is desperately looking for an off-ramp, is in a position of weakness, and I know I've gotten emails. People are sick of me talking about Iran and talking about international issues when we have a lot of problems at home. I get it. But this is very, very important stuff, and we're going to continue to push back against these lies. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.